It's State of Wonder on OPB. I'm April Baer. Today we're going to catch up with the search for the arts administrator to lead the biggest creative hub in the state. Eloise Damrosch retired in June as director of the Regional Arts and Culture Council. The conversation about her replacement has been heavily seasoned by calls for change. A couple weeks ago, when we were out at the East Portland Arts and Literary Festival, it was impossible not to take in who was there. Dozens of poets, self-publishers, crafty makers, hip-hop MCs, and others. These people were young, early 20s to 30s, and most of them were people of color.
I am Cesar Ramirez. I'm here with my partner, and we are tabling our zines, collections of stories about our lives.
Hi, I'm Georgina Brooks. I do silkscreen prints, and I also do watercolors.
Hi, my name is Kalodi. I make bags and lunch bags. And I also brought some things that belonged to my grandmother. She used to build uniforms for the Coco Palms Hotel in Hawaii. She was second-generation Japanese-American.
This was just one event, but it's representative of what's going on in the city's demographic. Portland is growing, and the people moving to town are younger and more diverse. And yet, the bedrock of the city's arts administration is largely a middle-class white institution known as the Regional Arts and Culture Council, or RAC.
I think they've got a relatively strong board, relatively diverse board.
Andre Middleton used to work there in community engagement.
I think the staff there is exemplary when given task. But I also think that there needs to be an examination of the distribution of resources and wealth. A lot of the work that RAC does is literally passing money through. I think heretofore, a lot of those resources have been fairly concentrated amongst the usual suspects.
In the late 2000s, when Sam Adams was mayor of Portland, he wrote provisions into RAC's city contract. They insisted that both RAC and its major funding beneficiaries get real about equity, more diversity in audiences, in staff, and on their boards. RAC's board of directors has become noticeably more diverse in recent years. The staff, not as much. 34 people work at the organization, and three-quarters are Caucasian, including all four top managers. Statistics from RAC show that this year's grant panelists came closer to representing the region's racial diversity, but they still looked geographically lopsided. Of 56 panelists, only two live east of Southeast 82nd Avenue. It's a dividing line between the city's have and have-not neighborhoods.
We're beginning to create programs to expand our support to organizations that haven't necessarily received funding in the past.
Jeff Hawthorne has been serving as RAC's interim director since Eloise Damrosch stepped down. Hawthorne says that RAC has been working on equity in meaningful ways, like revamping project grants to make them more accessible to arts groups that are too small to staff grant writers. RAC is also brainstorming methods to diversify its volunteer grant panels and reaching out to culturally specific arts groups.
And we're trying to be more flexible in funding those kinds of organizations because the end goal is not to fund an arts organization. The end goal is for citizens to participate in the arts, and we might fund any number of things that help make that happen.
Equity stats have been conspicuously absent from RAC's last three annual reports to City Council, even though the organization's 2013 equity plan said it would report annually. And 7 years after then-Mayor Adams broached the subject, RAC has been unable to come up with metrics or best practices for gauging how its major beneficiaries, the so-called operating support groups, are doing with their own equity work. Organizations like Oregon Ballet Theater, the Oregon Symphony, Portland Art Museum, and 45 other groups from the top and middle tiers of the arts ecosystem. Just to take one example, as you heard from us 2 weeks ago, one of the city's big companies, Artist Repertory Theater, built its entire season around works by women and playwrights of color, including the electric season opener, An Octoroon.
Who needs white guys? She said nervously. Do we really need them? Why can't you just play all of the parts? Me? Yes. Isn't colorblind casting a thing?
But with no measuring sticks in place, it's difficult to say which groups are delivering on taxpayers' investments. RAC's board chair is Mike Golub. Just a quick disclosure, he's also a member of the board of OPB. Golub says the organization is making progress on equity.
The scope and breadth of RAC's programs are incredible. I think, you know, many people perhaps out of the sort of center of that circle don't realize all that RAC does.
And, he adds, equity has surfaced as a major focus of the current executive search. The search committee has been active for the better part of 8 months now, and yet no one has seen a job description. What's taking so long? Turns out equity is part of the answer.
How are you framing this job description? Are you calling it something very academic? Or are you really requiring certain requirements that might not even be that relevant, that are going to push a lot of people out?
That's Candace Keita. She's one of about a dozen young, mid-career art staffers and artists from Portland making up the group Arts Workers for Equity, or AWE. AWE went public in late spring with concerns about a lack of transparency in the RAC hiring process. It questioned whether the search committee's parameters would attract anyone other than upper-middle-class white candidates. Keita and another member of the group, Roya Amir Soleimani, explained that once they got in the door with RAC's board, things started happening.
They really shifted their own trajectory. There's now an AWE member who's on the search committee. They've really revamped some of the prospectus and the job description.
I was also impressed by some of the shift just in the composition of the committee, adding people who did represent other perspectives, provide other voices and viewpoints.
In late spring, the search committee severed its relationship with a traditional search firm that has worked with the Oregon Symphony and the Portland Art Museum. It's now engaged with an L.A. firm, Koya Partners, that specializes in nonprofit work, with diversity as one of its guiding values. The head of the search committee, Steve Rosenbaum, is a tech marketing entrepreneur. He says the next RAC director has to fill a lot of different needs. While AWE may not get everything its members want out of the hire, Rosenbaum says he thinks the group will be pleased overall.
Some of the type of equity leadership we're looking to do is somewhat cutting edge, and it's one of the reasons why I think it's going to be an attractive position to candidates. I think there are a number of qualified candidates, both locally and nationally, who could fill the role.
A few established arts players have been asking the search committee to think about other priorities, like money. Cash from the city's general fund for the arts is never a sure thing. Plus, the city's arts tax is underperforming. Its future feels somewhat precarious now that city leaders are talking openly about whether, in its current form, it's a keeper. But it seems clear the search committee is in agreement with advocates. Portland's arts ecosystem cannot go forward without a leader who can engage beyond conventional museums, galleries, and shows. If you'd like to read some extended interviews related to this story, go visit us on our website, opb.org/stateofwonder.